Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For a small state, South Carolina is certainly doing its part to alleviate the wait times caused by the high demand for COVID-19 testing, as we highlighted in an interview with a Lowcountry company last week. Today, we're going to tell you about an upstate company doing the same. Nate Wilborn is founder and CEO of Precision Genetics, and he joins us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Nate, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Precision Genetics is a molecular diagnostic laboratory and technology service provider. Prior to COVID-19, we provided molecular diagnostic services across the United States. Majority of our clients are large healthcare systems, specifically academic research institutions that provide molecular services for their patients to provide personalized medicine. We've been doing that since 2015. We also have an entire technology team that's part of our company. A large portion of our technology department is based in Charleston, South Carolina. That's a little bit about our company.
How did it all get started? Were you already in this business?
I have been in healthcare for over 20 years. I was with a large manufacturer, Stryker Corporation, which worked for them in their sales and marketing departments. In 2010, I decided to break off and go start my own company. So I have ownership and investment IP in several medical device companies. And then in 2014, we came across a very unique opportunity to start Precision Genetics. And we pivoted the company from what it was initially, which was strictly a diagnostic laboratory, to a tech firm that really drove personalized medicine at the point of care. So that's how we got into the molecular side. And I then surrounded myself with scientists, clinical people, and lab technicians, and people that could really execute. And then we focus a lot of investment, both personal and outside capital, on developing technology platforms that we could deploy personalized medicine in a manner that it had never been done before.
Give us a little bit more insight into what is a molecular test versus a standard diagnostic test.
Another word for molecular would be genetic test. So an RNA or DNA-based test that allows you to take the unique characteristics of an individual, Mike, and then cater the care plan based on the individual's unique characteristics, as opposed to treating a population that could have different ethnicity, age, demographic differences, male, female. Molecular genetic testing really allows you to drive care at the individual level. Most cancer patients go through a molecular profile upon diagnosis, and the reason for that is many of the treatment plans and care pathways for cancer patients are really individualized based on their unique genetic characteristics.
And this expertise then is what allowed you to swivel immediately over to COVID-19 testing, because that is molecular based. It's RNA, right?
That's right. It's a molecular based test. Fortunately, when the COVID pandemic hit, we happened to have a lot of both molecular personnel, people that were skilled in molecular testing and extraction and running PCR equipment. And then we had the instruments. That was the big part of it. We're a really strong partner with Thermo Fisher Scientific, which is one of the largest providers of the molecular services that do the COVID testing at high throughput. So it was a logical pivot for us to be able to change the immediate focus of the company without really having to change our infrastructure.
All right. And so what's next for Precision Genetics in a post-COVID world?
We're validating some additional services that are COVID related. At some point, we want to get back to our core business, which is our molecular services and technology platforms. COVID logically fits into the world of what we were doing, because we're now in a world of safety, especially employee and patient safety first. And without knowing what's going to happen to COVID in the next 6, 12, or 18 months, we'll continue to support the state's need to test as many people as possible. We feel strongly that molecular sciences allow us to provide care plans that are based on individuals as opposed to treating people all the same for the same diagnosis. So it's just using the molecular sciences to drive better care, which will ultimately improve outcomes.
Well, Nate, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Nate Wilborn is founder and CEO of Precision Genetics, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.